So speaking of unemployment, what do you do when life hands you a severance package? For IT manager Ken Grout, the answer was write a one-man show. Radio Boston's Griff McNerney has more.
Ah, Darlene. Yeah, how do? Say, it's Raj Vanderhoven from over here at Lutherans Without Partners. Como estoy there, Dar?
No, that's not a clip from the movie Fargo. That's Ken Grout playing his character Roger Vanderhoven. Lonely, middle-aged, and looking for a date. He's just one of the characters played by the amateur improv veteran in his one-man stage production, Thelma Ritter Got Balls. As a music student in college and avid writer, Grout never thought his future was in computers. But that's where he found a career, and worked for 19 years as an IT manager. That is until September.
There aren't a lot of things you go through in life that are as traumatic as being told one day that you don't have a job anymore. I was fortunate enough that I had a decent severance package. And the number of times that basically someone says to you, you don't have to go to work, and here's enough money for you to survive for a little while, they don't come around too often. So I decided to really take a look at what I wanted to do.
And what he wanted to do was tell his own story, along with sketches of created characters, most of whom are variations on themes of middle age or workday malaise. Characters like the 20-something malcontent schoolteacher, Harrison Wheeler.
Tried to walk them through A Tale of Two Cities, one of the great pieces of British literature by Charles Dickens. And halfway through, one of the geniuses in the class realized that one of the pivotal characters, Madame Defarge, was actually more entertaining if she changed her name to Madame Defart.
Grout says the characters aren't based on past coworkers or even people he knows. They're just people dealing with what it feels like to have their professional careers in question or completely uprooted.
It's scary and it's strange and it's an interesting wake-up call to see how much of your identity is tied up in your job, your employer, and the rhythm of your life.
And given the current economy, Grout feels the play is relatable now more than ever.
5 years ago, everything was rosy and things were looking up. All of a sudden, they don't have a job and they can't afford their home, and they owe more money on their house than their house is worth. It's an insane time, and it's an insane time for a lot of people.
And as for the title, Thelma Ritter Got Balls, Grout says it came out of a conversation when he discovered one of his friends was unfamiliar with Thelma Ritter, the 1950s actress who found award-winning success late in life.
I said, are you kidding me? Thelma Ritter got balls, man. She didn't make a movie until she was 45. Then she was nominated for 6 Academy Awards before she died at the age of 67. I mean, that's a hell of a way to spend your last 22 years. So I'm kind of at the same point in life that she was when, you know, she started doing All About Eve and Rear Window and The Misfits and Pillow Talk. So I see only good things for me. Thanks, Thelma.
And while stage success could be just the thing an unemployed Ken Grout needs for a career turn, he's not making a dime off the production. All proceeds will go to Give Us Your Poor, a UMass Boston-based nonprofit aimed at solving homelessness. For WBUR, I'm Griff McNerney.
Thelma Ritter Got Balls will be performed tomorrow night at the Puppet Show Place Theater in Brookline. For information on how to get tickets, go to our website at wbur.org/Boston.